Big Smoke Music Weekly.
Hello, hello! This is Season 3, Episode 3 of Big Smoke Music Weekly. Last week, I had a breakthrough with some super trendy gig garment suggestions. Why is there not like a line of gig trousers that look good, but they have like zips and stuff?
I'm pretty sure there's trousers and zips already. That's not a new invention.
I've got it. Trousers with zips
on. Yeah.
And you can tell I've really thought about the name of it. Gig trousers.
Gig trousers.
And we caught up with the most exciting new British band in our Big Smoke In Focus chat with Leah Metcalf of The Mysterines. She told us all about her role as frontwoman and the persona she adopts on stage, as well as a properly questionable choice as her favourite snack.
Right, I'm a big crisp fanatic, so... you know what? At the moment, I'm on, like... I really love Pringles. I just love, like, you know, the packaging. Close and open them and go back to them. Like, I'm a bit of a rebel.
In episode 3, we have some tasty new tunes for you, as well as a Big Smoke In Focus chat with a London band. All this plus another rendition of Dave's Music News. First off, let's get straight to the music. This is Mad Leisure. We'll be right back. That's the first song of Season 3, Episode 3 of Big Smoke Music Weekly. That is Mad Leisure and Phase from Leeds. Absolutely huge tune. Dave Byrne, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you, sir? I feel like we've got two very contrasting vibes in the room here today. Dave turned up and I was like, I genuinely have had heart attack symptoms today. And he's like, man, you know, just can barely wake up, you know.
Just in a chill mode right now.
It's ridiculous. This is the dangers of working from home.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah. See, you're kind of just on one level. It's quite horizontal.
Honestly, mate, I don't know what's going on with me at the moment. I'm probably stressing out. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've got addicted to eating Mars bars.
That's bad. Stress eating can be deadly.
Three today.
You've had three Mars bars in a day.
Well, I mean, 3.75. You stole a quarter. So 2.75 Mars bars actually, Dave. So don't come here with your false claims.
All right. But
yeah, mate, it's just come out of nowhere. I found myself in a steam room the other day.
Nice.
Yeah, properly zen. And I've had to start giving myself a foot rub before bed.
That's a bit sad, mate.
I know. But it's great stuff, man. Honestly.
You need to find someone to do that for you.
Peppermint foot rub. It's great. Brush my teeth, then basically put Colgate on my feet.
21st century man you are, aren't you? Christ.
Don't hold me back, son.
Do not hold me back. Peppermint foot rub.
Exactly, yeah. Groundbreaking stuff here on Big Smoke Music Weekly. Here's another song. This is Coach Party and Breakdown. Coach Party with their latest tune. That is Breakdown. Brilliant little Isle of Wight band, Dave. Lauren Hibbard, watch your back. You got people coming after you. They're playing up at Stag and Dagger. This actually blew my mind a little bit. Stag and Dagger, little day thing. Mm. May 3rd in Glasgow.
Yeah.
That's got to be the longest someone's travelling for a gig in the UK, isn't it?
Well, Isle of Wight to Glasgow. Yeah, that's a good point.
I wonder if they could just get a ferry all the way around.
I wonder if they're going to get a coach up.
Oh, see what you've done there.
One thing you don't want to have on a coach party, though.
What's
is
that,
it-
Dave?
To break down.
Yeah! That is. I did. You're right. We have a little running order for the show, and Dave was like, Coach Party Breakdown? I was like, no, Breakdown by Coach Party, Dave.
Yeah, you really don't want that to happen.
You do not want that to happen. But yeah, great little lineup on that Stag and Dagger. Do Nothing, Egyptian Blue, Shame, Ezra Furman, Feet.
Big lineup.
So yeah, do you know what? It was, I was talking to someone from the world of music about going to hit.
Very vague.
Yeah, could have said. Yeah, God, I'm a shady little bastard.
Secretive, aren't you?
Yeah, cool. just someone from the world of music. wanker. And yeah, basically, you're talking. They were like, "Oh, mate, you should come to hit the north." They are northern. And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, sure, yeah, not a problem." What's the date? He's like, "May 3rd." I was like, "I'll be there. Book it. I'm there. Airbnb. Me and you, let's go." And yeah, mate, the amount of stuff I keep agreeing to, and I'm like, that's my brother's wedding.
Oh,
he gets married day before. I can't just bugger off, can I? The next day, after like going to a wedding, like little breakfast get together in the morning.
True.
Right, lovely seeing you all.
I'm off now.
Yeah, fuck, unbelievable. But yeah, mate. I as we were saying just then, love the chill sort of vibe to that. And I need it at the moment. The stress is real. But it's the drum. I believe you have a good word for this, Dave. The drum what?
Cadence.
The drum cadence. Yeah, I know what you mean. And we were saying Coach Party and that last track from Mad Legend. Bit of a similarity, and particularly on Mad Legend, bit of a Los Campesinos atmosphere to it.
Yeah.
You feeling me?
No, not really, but I'll go along with it.
Fucking great. Dave, we spent a weekend without each other, which is a fairly rare thing, last weekend.
Yeah.
And I think this is why, maybe the stress. My body's in ruins, full of Mars bars and beer, basically. I went down to Portsmouth, and I basically went out after no sleep, after waking up at 4 a.m. on Friday. Saturday morning, I genuinely did not know where I was. Know where I was.
Yeah.
I had to come out of the room I was staying in. I was like, oh, I'm in Joe's flat. I was like, Jesus Christ. He woke up and he's like, you're right, mate. You look like you've seen
a
ghost.
Yeah, you look out the window, you see the sea, and you're like, is it flooded in London or something?
Right, let's have some more tunes. This is Go Express and The Day. That song puts me in the greatest of moods. I am back. What stress? That is Go Express with The Day. Great little Manchester band playing London at the Windmill in Brixton on April 21st. Also live at Leeds, May 22nd. Another date I should avoid because of my brother's wedding. But yeah, lovely, lovely little number that one, Dave. And we're both just saying how that synth that sort of fizzes in underneath is so good.
Yeah, it's got another bit underlying. Like, it's not as obvious, you know, some synth fizzing tracks.
Nah.
It's a bit more hidden.
It's more of like you have like a little bit of mustard in your sandwich.
Yeah.
It's not like enough to make you sneeze.
A little bit.
Not enough to make you sneeze, but you're like, oof.
Oh, yeah, a bit of heat.
A little bit of heat. What am I, the English wasabi? But yeah, loving it, man. Anyway, I reckon time for a bit of this. It's Dave's Music News. Yes. This is slowly becoming one of my favourite things about the show, purely because it makes Dave actually do homework. So, welcome to the third instalment of Dave's Music News. What's first on the agenda?
What's occurring? Bombay Bicycle Club have been announced as the fifth headliner for All Points East.
Get in there.
This year at Victoria Park in our nation's capital. It's on Friday. Their day is Friday, the 22nd of May, which should be good. That's going on with that other headline slots like Truck that we hopefully will be attending.
We'll be there.
Wilderness Festival. And apparently it's going to be their last London date for a while.
Oh, really?
Quote.
That's quite weird, isn't it? Considering that their album's only just come out.
Yeah. Well, they've played a few times. We're seeing them, and then they're going to be playing Ali Palin and done a few others, aren't they? So.
Yeah, I suppose. But that's a bit weird. Usually you're on the road for like a year at least. Well, especially a big band like that.
That's their quote.
Well, I mean, unless they're abroad.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm just purely thinking of London. Just being selfish.
Other people on the bill are Lil Connor, The Orioles, Gengar, Everything, and others.
Boom.
And they join other headliners, The Kooks and Wombats, which I thought was a bit of an interesting
one.
Yeah,
they're scraping the barrel there, aren't they? I mean, if anyone from All Points East is listening, have a look at yourself, because that's really shit. I just don't get that.
It was a bit, yeah.
But it's like Kooks headlined Community Festival last year, and I was like, why are Blossoms not headlining? The crowd were loving it. Kooks came on, I left.
Yeah.
I was out of there.
I mean, it's a bit 2005, isn't it?
Let me ask you, who's naive by booking them? item two, Dave.
One for you. The Halloweens, aka Justin Young and Timothy Lanham from the Vaccines, have announced their details for their debut album.
I can't wait for that.
It's called Morning Kiss at the Acropolis.
I think it's going to be really good because it looks like they're just having loads of fun and having a bit of a piss take making it. So it's just going to be great.
Yeah. It's out on the 20th of March, so not long. Released on Super Easy. And apparently the title is from a friend's Instagram caption about jogging at the Acropolis. And Justin seen it and thought it sounded nice.
Super Easy.
It's a bit like trendy, man.
That's a bit weird. There's many a thing you could label that with. I won't go into it now. Next up.
And the last one, which is, I love for these ones. I love the ones, but just the stupidity of people makes me happy.
Are you, you haven't given us a rustle of your papers to make this more. Thank you, Dave.
A woman has been left devastated. When she went to
devastated,
devastated.
Right.
When she went to repot a plant she'd been watering and took care of for the past 2 years, and realised it was fake.
Oh, mate, do you know what? I saw this on the way to work and was actually crying with laughter on the tube. Oh, I just love that. I just love that she. And I also read that she didn't let anyone else water the plant.
She quotes that she got really defensive about anyone else who tried to water it.
I just love that she's gone out and like, oh, I'm going to treat him to a new pot.
And she said, yeah, nice new pot.
Gone out, taken time, well, 2 years' time watering the fucking thing. And then she's gone out and taken time choosing a plant pot.
And then, she said she like cleaned the leaves. Surely she just fill the leaves when she's cleaning it. It's like, yeah, that's plastic.
Or realised it never changed shape in 2 years.
My favourite thing about the story is just her quote at the end. It said, she said, it feels like the last 2 years have been a lie.
You can just imagine. I don't know if she is.
Her whole life revolved around that plant.
Doesn't that just sound like the end of a divorce?
It's just been a
just,
lie.
Just Philip, it's been a lie, the whole thing.
I wish you told me from the start.
You plastic bastard. That's incredible. Anyway, that's all we have time for on Dave's Music News. All right then, let's have another tune before we bring you our Big Smoke In Focus chat for season 3, episode 3 of Big Smoke Music Weekly. This is Moa Moa.
When you say he's just a
Tasty tune that is. That is Yellow Jacket from Moa Moa. Absolutely huge tune, Dave, and well found, sir. Well bloody found. I was actually having a wee read up on what that track actually is about, and it's quite interesting, really. It's just about how basically a relationship, all the cliche things that go wrong,
yeah.
And they basically, but like in a simple way, and that basically that. They call it, the band themselves call it a Neanderthal rhythm.
The
cutting guitars, they basically are taking something simple and putting a more interesting spin on it. Great tune, man.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like throbbing almost, isn't it? Like almost like hypnotic like beat to it.
Yeah, but it's just, I think there's such a flavour at the moment, isn't there, for that just Tame Impala, that psych pop sound.
Yeah,
it's
getting
just
bigger and bigger.
Seeping into more and more music, which I am all for one. All for one?
One for all.
Is that... No, what am I saying?
And one for all.
No, what am I trying to say? I'm all for it. Jesus.
I just said all what for am I... it.
No, you said an all for one. Oh, bell end. Anyway, time for this.
Big Smoke.
In Focus. In this week's Big Smoke In Focus chat, I had the pleasure of catching up with the absolute champ that is Luke Griffiths, lead singer of the East London outfit False Heads. The boys have got a debut album coming out on March 13th, and they're on the verge of their first US appearance as well. Exciting times ahead. But off the back of their latest single, Rabbit Hole, I began by asking Luke, are False Heads a band that refuse to stick to one formula?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because I think so many different, you know, artists now, they just release the same thing over and over again. Do you know what I mean? It's just like you can't really distinguish between the singles. It's just a bit boring. And we're, you know, we've all got different influences as a band. And I think the whole thing is that we'd want to make an album that had kind of a lot of variety through it, and that you could actually distinguish the different kind of sides to our band instead of just releasing the same single over and over again. So that's kind of why we, you know, that's kind of why it sounds that way, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, because I know you guys have been touring around like the London pub scene for quite a while now, I mean, the last few years or so. Mm-hmm. And with the latest release, Rabbit Hole, was that kind of one that was written off the back of you guys kind of getting together and thinking, shit, this is going to sound a mega live?
Kind of. That was probably the last song we wrote before we recorded the album.
Right.
We did really want to write something like kind of the heaviest you could write in like standard tuning sort of thing. And yeah, I think because it was just close to, our manager was just like, right, finish, you know, enough tracks off to do an album. So we just kind of went in and I had the kind of the opening riff and Barney had the kind of mega doom riff, like riff thing. We put it together. But yeah, I was just like, yeah, maybe I was just probably just angry, I guess, because we'd had like 4 years of ups and downs and just a real struggle to get into a position where we could release an album, because we had so many fucking different things in the music industry. It was just, you know, just a nightmare. People taking the piss out of you, people fucking suing you for, you know, money they think that you owe them and stuff. It was just, yeah, just a fucking nightmare for 4 years. So I guess it is kind of telling that the last song went on there was kind of the angriest of all of them, I guess.
I like that. Yeah, that kind of makes sense, mate, because it's like a big release in a way. I mean, I was listening to the gym, mate, and I'm not professing to be some absolute unit at all, but I was listening to it in the gym the other day. I was like, go on, Luke.
Yeah, well, exactly. I wrote it for, you know, sort of the upcoming Arnie Schwarzenegger's in mind, I guess.
Yeah, there you go, mate. Yeah, you'll see me when we meet in person at your London show in April, and you'll be like, who's this bloke? You can barely get through the door, man.
You can catch it when I jump off the stage, then.
Yeah, exactly, mate. I'll be there waiting for you. Don't worry. So, yeah, you mentioned these, and last time we spoke as well, you mentioned that you've had these few bumps in the road and you went on this like big long tour to try to kind of get the stress out of yourselves. So do you think that these bumps in the road that you've had as a band, they've kind of characterised you in a way as well?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's definitely part of our identity now, because I think what's happened with the music industry now, for a variety of different reasons, I can't really don't want to go into too deeply, but
yeah,
I think it is really kind of dominated by bands that are from the industry, as in like their parents are from the industry.
Yeah.
Or
they've got an easy in.
Easy in. I mean, you see, it's like every other, you know, you talk around Soho and it's just like, oh, right, my dad's, you know, this guy, my dad's Bono or whatever that band is, where their dad's Bono.
Yeah.
Is it Inhaler?
Whatever.
I'm not slagging him off or anything, but it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
His dad's Bono. He might as well, my dad's Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? It's just...
it's true. I know what you mean. Yeah, for sure.
So, but I'm not just like digging them out, but it just seems increasingly like that. So I think there's no... The bands that... And because there's not loads of money in it anymore at our level, do you know what I mean? Like, sure. The indie level, it's not... Yeah. It's because, you know, it's streaming and stuff like that. I think a lot of bands fall by the wayside that aren't from that world, that aren't from, like, you know, the super rich or from the industry side. And I think they give up, which I don't blame them, because it is stressful. But it's definitely become part of our identity that we've had to sort of overcome them bumps in the road that, you know, a lot of bands now don't seem to have, because they're already from the industry. So they're not going to have those bumps in the road, are they? Because they just can get another manager or Bono can sort them out, and lawyer or whatever.
Bono there to save the day. No, I completely get what you're saying, definitely, mate. And because obviously you've had all these struggles and like you've come through the absolute, well, bit of a shitstorm really as a band. So what is it, purely just the love of being together as a group in the band and love of the music that keeps you going at it?
Yeah, really. I mean, to be like, the amount of times we've thought about calling it a day, just because,
yeah, I bet,
you know, we've all got to work full-time jobs, let alone part-time jobs, to sort of do this as well. And yeah, it's just the love of doing it, the love of music, to sort of keep you going. Because the industry side of it is just, it's just bullshit. I mean, it is. It's like you kind of pretend that you enjoy it when, you know, you first sort of bump up to that next stage and you're kind of hanging out backstage and you think you're like a fucking rock star and stuff at like festivals. But you kind of realise that it's like, it's just like an echo chamber for the morons, really.
It's just like,
and then you just kind of realise that like this isn't really what it's all about. And then you also realise that, you know, outside of that tiny little world, there's another bigger world and there's another bigger world. And it's just the same thing every single time you go up to the next stage.
Yeah.
So I think if you can kind of realise that early on, and luckily, because like, you know, like you said, when we last spoke, you know, we've actually been doing it longer than probably a few bands that would release their first album, just because we've had so much stuff to deal with. Once you can kind of realise that and just try and get a team in place that you know that care about you and, you know, enjoy some of the fun parts of the industry, but a lot of it is just, it's just bullshit. It's just meaningless and it's just, it'll just kind of, you know, do your head in. So that's kind of what my attitude to it is.
Well, on behalf of music, mate, I'm glad you've stuck it out and stayed together as a band, because I think that's such an important thing to keep that love of music alive, especially in what I know is a tough industry as well. You've got your debut album coming out on the 13th of March, and also you've got a UK tour coming up as well. So with all that, it must finally feel like, it must make it all worthwhile, surely, with this album coming out now.
Yeah, 100%. That, you know, everything that we've worked towards, at least we can just put an album out into the world. I mean, that's kind of the way that I've always looked at it. Like, this is, you know, this is what I love. This is what I've always loved. This is what I want to do. But I always, like, wanted to get to a point where, I mean, you're never completely satisfied, but just the idea of, like, if it did somehow all implode, do you know what I mean? I would have a, I'd put an album out into the world and people can still, that's going to be there forever, do you know what I mean?
So yeah, I guess it stands as a certain point in your life. You can always look back at that, can't you?
Exactly, exactly. And you don't know, you just don't know what, whatever's going to happen. At the minute, you know, everything's great and we just want to keep writing and making more and more records. But the idea that I can, we could put something out into the world that's going to be there forever is a nice kind of slight relief as well, because I just know how brutal the music industry is from the last 4 years that we've done it, do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, for sure. Big victory for Full Sets.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, sweet, man. Well, mate, thanks ever so much for joining me, mate. We're going to give Rabbit Hole spin, and I need a big cowboy introduction.
I'm not doing an accent, so I'm just warning you now. Yeah, thanks very much for having us. This is our second single, Rabbit Hole, and our album out is out on the 13th.
I'm trying to say
Big Smoke Music Weekly.
Okay, that is False Heads there with Rabbit Hole, the unbelievably heavy new tune from our Big Smoke In Focus artist for Season 3, Episode 3. Great chat there. Yeah, what a great guy. So nice to have a chat with someone that is so honest. And
yeah. Just I like that. Straight up. Yeah. You know, there's people always talk about the music fraternity and you don't want to slag anyone off, but sometimes, you know, you just got to say how you feel, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I, in a way, I don't like that. So there must be so many people that think stuff about people.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, some of it's probably not what you want to hear, but some of it, when it's not even that, it's not like anything against someone's character, why not say it?
Yeah, definitely.
If you're working really hard trying to make stuff that's different.
It's nice there for them that, like, they've obviously had their troubles, but then they're actually making it sound like they're using that to make their sound and be better from it. So
yeah,
why
exactly,
not,
man.
You know, like they say, like, they've got so many different styles they can do.
And yeah, I just like that they're aware that they've had the setbacks, and it's so nice to hear. Like, it's in a way not nice to hear because they've had a struggle, but they've persevered with it.
Many bands similar to them would just quit.
Yeah, as we said, that 9-date UK tour coming up, that mad one they had a couple of years back, that's what, like, never-ending tour.
Yeah.
20-odd dates, fair enough. That's one way to get rid of your anger. Maybe I should do that. Just go on a tour, just me around the country.
Just thrashing it out, mate.
Just punching stuff. Right, let's get back to the music. This is a great new tune from the annoyingly named Buzzard, Buzzard, Buzzard. Buzzard, 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 a band that are picking up a lot of traction at the moment. That is their new one. John Lennon Is My Jesus Christ. They've got 6 dates coming up in the UK all across April. One thing I saw, very interesting, Flatiron Square are doing a little festival in July called Tracks Festival, and Palace are going to be down there with Fat White Family, Flight, and Matt's Maltese as well.
That's good, that.
And I generally, when I was typing that out for notes for the show, I actually did write Matt Maltese.
Because you got chocolate on your mind, mate. It's 3 Mars bars down.
Yeah, whilst I was licking my lips, I was just finished off my fucking 10,000th Mars bar of the week. All over that tune, Dave. Very much a Beatles number.
Yeah, nice little homage, isn't it, to them.
Homage, eh?
Fromage Frey.
An homage Frey. Yeah, mate, I think it's just like, it's got that wackiness, isn't it, that a lot of the later Beatles stuff had?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
It's almost like a slight like Ballad John of Yoko to it, almost.
Yeah.
But,
a bit tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, exactly. So who are the 3? It's John Lennon, Mark Bolan.
It's John Lennon, Mark Bolan, David Bowie, and then a guy called Bill Fay, which, me personally, I've never heard of.
No, and he did 2 albums in the late 60s.
He released like a couple, I think he's a bit of a cult figure. He released a couple of albums and like a singer-songwriter, 67, 71. And then, I don't know, did something with a label where he was Came a cult figure, I don't know.
We'll come back in next week and Dave will be like, I love
Bill Fay. I'm going to write a song about him.
Bill Fay is my guy. He's literally my guy. But who would your Jesus Christ be? Because there's John Lennon.
Robert Plant?
Oh, interesting. Mm. Mm. I don't know. Mine would either, I don't know, Paul Weller probably?
No, yeah, he could be Paul Weller.
Paul Weller.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a godlike figure.
I mean, to me, Robert Plant, because he looks like Jesus anyway. So
he does, to be fair.
So it's got that going for him.
Put a robe on him.
Yeah, sorted.
Water to wine and all that.
Yeah, basically.
Boom. Robert Plant, there you have it. That's all we have time for on Season 3, Episode 3. Going to leave you with this little beauty from Hotel Lux. This is their latest one, Eddie's Gaff. They've just come off the back of a 12-day UK tour. Big, big things to come from these boys. The track we played last season, Tabloid Newspaper, has been on repeat ever since we played that a couple of months back. One of my favourite bands at the moment. We'll be back next week with a bumper edition of Big Smoke In Focus. Three big interviews for you, some properly big acts in the world of indie at the moment. So stay tuned for announcements on that one. We'll be back next Monday. Take it easy, kids.
Those 80s disco songs.